Well, brothers and sisters, I didn't think I'd be up here this morning, but nevertheless, we'll leave these things to the Lord.
Yes.
Wanted to take a couple of verses from Isaiah chapter 9, please. The book of Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us, verse 6, please. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, as Sam was talking about this morning, and David upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. For henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, and it has delighted upon Israel. Brothers and sisters, this morning, the world is getting ready to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ's birth. In some way or another, it's just an opportunity to celebrate. But here is the Christian, the born again Christian, are here to thank God for his son. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government is upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. The Son finished the work that the Father gave him to do. And just like Abraham and Isaac this morning, as Sam mentioned, he done it. Abraham took his son to the place he was told to take him. And Isaac lay down and submitted to the Father and lay upon the altar. They submitted. They done what God wanted them to do. And that's all God asks you and I to do. He loved us and he gave himself for us. I would like you to take you to different places this morning where men were told to do things. Some done them, some didn't. And there was men that we didn't know about. But God was using in a mighty way. Just the same as you and I think we're not doing anything. But God is using us. But are we submitting? Others are walking away in these times. There's a falling away, as scripture tells us. And so, brothers and sisters, we're in times that we need the Lord's help and strength, because we can't do it ourselves. I want you to come with me to First Kings, please. We're not going to be reading a lot of it. We're only going to take and picking out verses, brothers and sisters. In verse 18 and verse 40, we're told this. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Elijah was doing what he was told, and he's telling Ahab to do what he's told. You know, there was a drought. Elijah was telling them that the drought was coming to an end. This verse was mentioned on the TV at the COVID inquiry by the last Prime Minister. And it's in verse 44. And it says, and it came to pass, he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. There's going to be a flood. They had nothing, but now there's going to be a flood, and he was telling them to get away. It was God looking after him and fulfilling Elijah for what he had promised. In verse 19, we find that Ahab told Jezebel what Elijah had done. He slayed all Baal's prophets. And then we know the story, don't we? Elijah ran and hid because he was threatened. Sometimes we run. We run. And sometimes we hide. Or sometimes we stand away from afar. And we find in verse 9 of chapter 19, verse 9. And we find this. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what dost thou here, Elijah? What are you hiding in there for? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel has forsaken thy covenant. I throw down their altars, and slain their prophets with the sword. And I, even I, that's what it's all today, brothers and sisters. It's me. Only I am left, and they seek my life to take it away. He's on the run. And that's what we do sometimes with the Lord. We get on the run and we hide. Order it. And he said, go forth and stand up upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind rent in the mountains and the break, and break it in pieces, and the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Sometimes the Lord has to bring things before us to make us listen. And he said, I've been very jealous. Verse 13. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the interim of the cave. And behold, a voice came unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and threw down the altars and slain the prophets with the sword. And I, am only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said to him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king of Syria. Not and Jehah the son of Nibhash shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abimelech shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. There's a change. The Lord is changing the setup. He's changing the people. The Lord makes changes. And he says, and it shall come pass, it'll come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jay slay. And him that escapeth from the sword of Jehah shall Eliza slay. Yet I have left me, listen to it, brothers and sisters, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which I have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. He thought he was in his own. Elijah thought he was in his own. He wasn't. See, the Lord always has his men. He always has his people. There's only one man. There's only one man he can trust to finish the job. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour. It is finished, he cried. And he gave up the ghost. There's very few that will finish the job. Paul said, I've finished my course. I wonder how we'll finish our course, brothers and sisters. Don't know. But the Lord doesn't just depend. He has this man all behind him, waiting for him to come in. What's he trying to do with Elijah? He's trying to encourage him, but at the same time, he's taking them off the job. The change has been made. Changes will happen. Even in our assemblies, they'll happen. We have to leave that to the Lord. But brothers and sisters, what a mighty book this is. I want you to come with me to Matthew chapter 25, please. Or 27, I guess. Verse 56, or verse 55, it tells us this. Matthew 27, verse 55. And there were many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. And when in the evening was come, there was a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph. Don't hear about much about this man, do you? But he was there, the Lord had him, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He was Jesus' disciple. We didn't hear much about him. He went to Pilate and he begged. He begged for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb. This is his own tomb, which had horn out of the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. You never hear much about Joseph, but God had him. God had him there to do the job. Come with me to Mark chapter 15, please. Mark chapter 15. Verse 42, please. And now when evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, and Joseph of Arimathea, an honourable counsellor. Now we're getting more out of him. We're finding out who he is and what he is and what he's doing, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marvelled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he brought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in linen and laid him in the sepulchre, which was horn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. This man is going to Pilate, and there's no fear in him. This was the matter with fear of man bringeth a snare. We're faithful men. We shouldn't be. With God on our side. This man is turned up. This is one of the men that God had. This is the same as the 7,000 men that God had. We think we're on our own. We're not. Like anything else, human weaknesses come into the thing. And men run instead of staying. They give up easy instead of ploughing on. Because that's all God wants us. We've read it from chapter 11. And Hebrews, Psalm has already read it. By faith, by faith, by faith. So none of us are superman or superwoman. We're blood, flesh and blood. With pains, with aches, we've got all these other things. But you don't run. People should be here. They're not here. Why? Because they wanted somewhere else. Or they couldn't get their own way. That's the truth about the thing. The men, people are here, want to be here. And mightn't be fit be here. We've got to take God at his word. He expects us to do it. Look at verse 50 of Luke 23. I'm taking you through this man because I want you to see what I've seen and what God wants us to see. Verse 49 of the Luke 23. And all his acquaintances and the woman that followed him from Galilee stayed afar off. They were standing afar off, beholding these things. Why were they far off? Because they were afraid. And it says in verse 50, and I behold, there was a man named Joseph. And what is he? He's a counselor. Is he of a Sanhedrin? He has a position. He's not any 5'8". He has a position. And he was a good man. And he was a just man. With getting his character. The same had not consented to the council. He didn't agree what was happening to the Lord. To what the Sanhedrin were doing. He didn't believe it. He's stating it here. And the same did not consent to the council and the deed of a. The same had not consented to the council and the deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. And it says, this man went unto Pilate and they begged. We've got a man that craved the body of the Lord. Now we've got a man that has begged for the body of the Lord. The body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen. And they laid it in the sepulchre that was formed out of stone, and wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation of the Sabbath, and had drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after, and fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture said, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, and secretly, for fear of the Jews. That's why he was known. He was afraid of the Jews. Yet this man was faithful, but he still had his fears. And we've all got them. And what did he do? It says he was, for the fear of the Jews, besought. He besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And then it came also, look, brothers and sisters, and there came also Nicodemus, and a guy who went to see the Lord at night in fear of somebody would see him. Here he is, he's here now. Which that forth came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, and about 100 pound weight. And they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloths with spices, as manner of Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man laid. And there they laid Jesus. Therefore, the cause of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Brothers and sisters, does God not have his men and women? What have we got to fear? One begged. One craved. The other one begged. And the other one besought Pilate. Brothers and sisters, what a Saviour we have this morning to praise and thank. He never leaves us. He never forgets us. He's with us always. We don't need to make an appointment. It doesn't be like our doctors. You never get them. They don't want to see you. They don't want to know you. But again, the easier is the way that the present. And the sick at times have to go sick because they can't get the things, the medications that they have. And men have to, men and women have to pay through the noses to get them. Brothers and sisters, he looks after us. The point I want to pick out before I stop this morning, brothers and sisters, it's us that let him down. He never lets us down. As older people used to say, get yourself a bitter backbone. Keep going on until the Lord stops us, because he said he'd be provided. All these times we've read, the Lord has had these men here and these women, brothers and sisters. What have we to fear this morning? What have we to fear? But the point I want to make here before I finish is in verse 41. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. You know, brothers and sisters, there was a garden that was created in heaven. It reminds us of the garden that was created by God. The Almighty God, the Most High God. And how he planted and formed. It was planted and formed by God. It must have been a beautiful place. Mustn't have been. The Garden of Eden. A beautiful garden that God had made. And he put man in it to have fellowship. And he gave him free will. He gave him free will with one condition. Don't touch that tree there. Don't touch that. And that's all you have to say to a man at the present time, or men, or women, or boys and girls, whatever you want to put it. If you see a sign, don't walk on the grass, you walk on it. You're not allowed here, they'll go. Man will not listen to authority. No. He put him on to have fellowship with. And then disobedience came in, didn't it? Sin and judgment arrived and they were put out. That's what it brings. Sin. Someone said sin is a brat. You know what a brat is? Somebody that is spoiled, rotten. You see them now and again in shops, wee things about their own size. They're brats. They've got all they've asked for. And you see bigger ones. A brat is somebody that nobody wants to own. You don't want to own a brat because they're no nice people. Someone also said that there's nothing that reveals the character of a man like his tongue. His tongue reveals what's going on and inside comes out. As you know, I was in the hospital the other day there and they were looking inside me. And you can see them go around the corners with this thing going around like that there, pointing out. They're looking for something. Thank the Lord they didn't find that they were looking for. Yes. That's what God looks at. That's what God looks at. He's looking inside. not outside, inside. And he knows what's inside. That lovely garden that were put out. And that's why all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And also Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. This is where the gospel comes in. Why? Because of sin. God has brought good news this morning. Friend, if you're listening in, if you have been listening to what we were saying here, and the power of God, you need to be saved. For by grace, and it's only grace, for by grace we are saved through faith, it's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Nothing to do with me. It's this book. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was told that. And here we find him. And there came also Nicodemus, which at first came to Jesus by night. Didn't want to be seen. Brothers and sisters, what a saviour we have this morning. Friend, if you're listening, get saved. Because if you die in your sin, you'll go to hell. That's what that book says, not me. You'll die in your sin and you'll go to hell. And there's no purgatory where you wait and somebody pray for you and then you get you out. No, you're there for eternity. You're going to reject that babe that was given, that son that was given. The Lord Jesus Christ stepped from the ivory palaces of eternity into an evil, smelly, stinking stable of this world. And he comes in self with sacrifice and love. You think this world would rejoice in it? A lot of that out there is a lot of fake. Or they're celebrating, but it's not all genuine. Instead, the stinking old world clings to its clammy darkness of its own depravity. That's what somebody said. Their own depravity. And John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. They love it. That's where you get right's wrong and wrong's right. Brothers and sisters, this morning, what a saviour we have. And I thank him for his help this morning. Yes. Brothers and sisters, we're all not perfect. We should be. We should be like him. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're told that we can do anything in Christ. We're told that. We can do anything. But we fail. Brothers and sisters, we thank him for what he's done for us at Calvary. We thank him for this morning where we've sat around the emblems and praised him and listened to his word this morning. How better a morning could you spend than that? May we have a short prayer, brothers, and we'll be finished. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for our gathering. Thank you, Father, for your word is truth. And pray, Father, those that would listen, Father, you would speak to them, Lord. Pray some soul would come to know you as Lord and Saviour. And someday it's backslidden, Lord, or someday it's having problems, Lord. Pray you'll go before them and undertake. And for us here in this wee assembly, Lord, we ask you that you will continue with us and strengthen us in these times, Father. For we need thy help, Father. We thank you, Father, for the prayers of each and every one, Lord, here in this assembly. We pray for one another and for those that we've prayed for in our families, neighbours and friends. We give you thanks and we praise you for all thy goodness, grace and mercy. Great is our God and worthy to be praised. We thank you in the name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. The knee every man shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Thus we praise you and thank you in Saviour's name. Amen.